This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical, dictating a pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Tommy Tyler Carter Zarate. Date of birth, November the 2nd, 2016. Case ID number is 3829412. Date of exam, March 16, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination, yes. Medical records from a Social Security functional report, dated 2/25/22. Informant is Crystal Sanchez. Identifying information, this is a six-year-old male who presented to my office with his mother for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of seizures. The mother states that she is separated from her husband and has been separated for 5 years. He does give child support, and she receives child support from two ex-husbands at this time. There is a total of 5 children in the family. At the present time, she is unemployed, and she used to work as a provider, but at the present time, she stays home and takes care of all the children. She lives in an apartment with the 5 children and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, seizures, history of allegations. The mother states that the claimant had an infection of his wisdom tooth. In 2018, when he was a year old, and had a febrile seizure times one. The claimant has had no other trauma, tumors, cerebral vascular accidents, drug withdrawal, but did have an infectious process in his tooth, which caused him to have the fever and eventually the seizure. The claimant has not been hospitalized and has not been given any medications. His condition was treated, and he was diagnosed with febrile seizures times one. The claimant has not had a seizure since 1 year of age. Review of systems. The mother states that the claimant does not have any problems with dizziness, visual problems, hearing problems, shakiness, clumsiness, vomiting, loose stools, heart stools, soiling, bedwetting slash day wetting, muscle weakness, abnormal posture, poor appetite, or rash. He does occasionally have headaches. Activities of daily living. The claimant is a very active child. He likes to play with games, and he runs a lot outside. He plays with his toy guns, and he especially likes playing with water guns. He is very distractive and doesn't pay attention in class. The mother is having problems at this time because the child does not want to go to school, and he will not go into the class. She states that she does not know what to do with him secondary to this problem. He is in first grade at this time and sometimes does not obey. At the present time, he has no other problems except for the fact that he doesn't obey his mother at times. The mother does state that he can be very loving and sometimes obeys him when she tells him to clean his room. Developmental milestones. The mother states that he was an easy to care for infant from 0 to 18 months of age, and that he was an easy to care for toddler from 18 to 48 months of age. The claimant sat alone without support at 1 year. He crawled at 1 year, 6 months. He walked without support at 2 years, said his first words at 3 years of age, and said his first sentences at 3 years. The claimant still needs assistance in dressing since he is not able to dress without help. He was bladder trained during the day at 2 years of age, bladder trained during the night at 2 years of age, and bowel trained at 2 years of age. During the first 3 years of life, the child frequently cried, comma, had temper tantrums, comma, was afraid of new faces and places, comma, was unresponsive to discipline, comma, was destructive, comma, enjoyed being held, comma, was active, comma, and was predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. During the first 3 years of life, he had extreme mood changes, comma, was distractible, comma, and explored the surrounding environment. He was rarely engaged in any kind of self-hurting or injuring behavior. The claimant did have some problems encountered in the first years of life, where he had sometimes decreased speech and would point for anything that he wanted. He likes to play with his PS5 game computer, and is very active in playing with any type of games, especially with guns in them. Birth history. The mother states there were no problems at birth. He was born at the doctor's hospital at the Renaissance in Edinburgh, Texas. He was a C-section baby and was not delivered by aid of instruments. He was a one-baby birth and was not blue at birth, but was jaundiced, but was not given any oxygen at the time of birth. He was not placed in an incubator, and there was nothing else wrong with the baby. He weighed 6 pounds, 5 ounces at birth, and was 18 inches long. The mother and the baby stayed 3 days in the hospital and then were dismissed. Past history. The claimant has had no problems except for a seizure, which occurred at 1 year of age and was a febrile seizure, secondary to an infectious process of his tooth. The claimant was seeing a psychologist for hyperactive attention deficit disorder, but the mother stated that the therapy and the treatment that she was giving was not helping him, and she stopped going. The mother states that she's had a difficult time in her marriage. They've been separated for 5 years, and the father was on drugs and was an alcoholic. she also has 4 other children that she is caring for at this time, and this has been her second marriage. Social history. There's nobody in the family who smokes, comma. Nobody in the family who drinks alcoholic beverages. There is no one who has had delirium tremors, but there has been one family member, which is a claimant, who had had a one febrile seizure. There's no one in the family that uses marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. The father was an alcoholic and a drug abuser. He is no longer in the family unit. and he does send child support but hasn't been to see the family in over 5 years. There is nobody in the family with hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Family history. The father is 31 and in good health. The mother is 32 and in good health. There is a uncle with Down syndrome and another cousin who has a seizure disorder. The mother states that the father is a construction worker and that she cares for the children at home and has had no problems with the other siblings, but the claimant appears to be difficult to discipline and does not want to go to school and does not obey in school. Medications, none. Allergies, no known allergies. Physical examination, temperature is 94.7 Fahrenheit. Weight, 66.5 pounds. Height, 51 inches. BP, 134 over 95 mmHg. Heart rate, 97 beats per minute. Respiration, 17 respirations per minute. Growth chart, the claimant appears to be at the 75 percentile for his height according to his age and appears to be at the 75 percentile for his weight according to his age. General, the claimant is a well-nourished and well-developed male and no acute distress. Could you please drop down to after H-E-E-N-T? The claimant is able to count fingers easily at 20 over 20. Binocular, uncorrected, is 20 over 20. Could you please drop down to neurological? Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are grossly intact. Deep tendon reflexes were 2 plus in the triceps, biceps, brachioradialis, and patellar area. Sensory examination to light touch was normal. Cerebellar function was intact. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 in all groups tested, with no evidence of any muscular wasting. The claimant had good fine finger control to dexterous movements. Clinical assessment. The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphism or skeletal anomalies. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of medication. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate. He did appear to be a normal child at this visit and was very easy to examine and interrogate. The claimant obeyed all my commands and did not appear to have a dysfunctional behavior. He related to and interacts well with the examiner and his caregiver. His affect is appropriate. His speech, both quantity and quality, is spontaneous and on imitation age appropriate. His receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was age appropriate. His general health shows no evidence of abnormality. Diagnosis, febrile seizure times 1 at 1 year of age, dash, has resolved, is not being treated. Prognosis, good to excellent. Note, the mother states that the child does have a behavior problem because of disobedience. He did not give me any problems. He was obedient to my commands, and I was able to examine him and talk to him without any difficulty. He may need to see a psychologist or a psychiatrist in the future, but no signs or symptoms of attention deficit hyperactive disorder was noted.